Welcome to the Jeremy Mullins podcast, where we take a deep dive into different educational topics to help you optimize your life. I am Jeremy, your host, back today with my co-host, Mr. Reno.
Going on? It's been a while.
It has been a while. I don't know, when, what order these will drop in. I've been telling everybody I've been flying solo, because you got a work trip. Is it Hawaii? Yeah. Is it really Hawaii?
Yeah, Hawaii on Sunday. And then I was in New York 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and then when you do three a week, you get passed up quite a bit, quite easily.
Hey, I know it. So we've been trying to crank them out, because I'll be honest, sometimes we have writer's block, for lack of better terms, when it comes to doing the podcast and having great conversations, but he does have the hardest part, which is editing and then getting that all this stuff out there. So we've been trying to crank some out, that way he can edit it before he goes and not have to worry about that while he is living up on the surf. The surf, that's what you're going to be doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You catch me surfing, you better buy a casket for me.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you were talking on, you were watching a series on I don't call it self-help or self, how to make changes, inside of, any lifestyle change, right? Whether it be wellness-based, whether it be financial base, whether it be quit smoking. And, one of the things you kept coming up on was people struggling with bad habits, right? And I want to do a recap before we dive into the bad habits. I want to do a recap of kind of what we've teach, what has worked well for me, what has worked well for hundreds of people, or I guess even thousands of people, as far as their wellness journey goes, as far as developing, three action items that we want to become habits. But then also to the tail end of this conversation today, going in and really being self-aware of writing down the bad habits, right? So that, if you put three good new habits, maybe on top of a couple of bad habits, you don't see the results because you didn't address the bad habits in the beginning, right? And to me, this is almost like, I kind of relate this to triage, right? Like medical triage. So if you're working in an ER and, someone has a bike accident, and you go in there and you do not treat the most high risk thing of this individual, then it does you no good to treat some of the other stuff, right? Like if they broke a femur and they're bleeding for their femoral artery and you're putting band-aids on their, their road rash, probably not the best approach.
Yeah, not going to go well. It really hit me, and I guess I kind of do it naturally, or maybe I don't do it. But yeah, it really dawned on me just watching the video of how unsuccessful we can be by not addressing those issues first and foremost.
Well, before we get there, let's do a little recap on, guys, how I approach, changing habits and working in good behaviors. There is a psychological piece to writing things down. And that's the reason I do encourage my clients write down 3 to 5 daily actions that they're going to do for the course of a month that they want to become habits. Okay. Now, first and foremost, I want to remind you, this is not a to-do list, okay? Like, I have a to-do list today because we are leaving for spring break is next week for the kids. I got drill weekend this weekend. We're pulling them out of school tomorrow, making the trip to drill. Got to take care of, packing stuff for the week. Got to take care of moving some stuff in the garage. We actually, our garage drop, or sorry, our driveway is about a quarter inch taller than our garage. Oh. So we're getting water leaking back into it when it rains. So they have to come in and like cut out 4 to 6 feet of concrete, repave it, and it's just going to be a big mess. So I've got to move everything in our garage back and try to cover it up so that it's not as big of a mess. So anyway, that's a to-do list. Those are things that I need to get done today that aren't necessarily like habits that I'm trying to build for a lifetime. Versus when we say write down 3 to 5 daily actions that you're going to do, these things we want to become habits that you're going to do for the rest of your life, right? And I do encourage you to write them down because there is a psychological, component that, hey, when you mark things off your list, you get a dopamine release. No different than posting something on social media and Reno going and liking and commenting, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's still a dopamine release and it makes you feel good, which then makes you want to do it again. Right. So, and the reason we choose 3 to 5 is, what I've seen is if we start going over 5, you start putting a lot of things on there, it sets you up for failure, but staying in that 3 to 5 range as far as behaviors that you're trying to work into habits works out really well. At the end of the month, you do a self audit of yourself. If you are doing these 3 to 5 things without even thinking about it hardly anymore, then you can take them off the list, add 3 to 5 more on, and then continue to build those habits throughout the year. Okay. So that's kind of how we've taught, building habits. Atomic Habits is one of our favorite reads that we recommend to people. But when Reno brought this up to me, I have seen it before and never really thought about it, right? And what we're going to talk about is, yes, while building good habits is important, it's also good to do that self-analysis or that self-audit of yourself when you're starting to begin a journey and looking for the bad habits.
Yeah. I don't do it enough of myself of realizing my bad habits, which is probably why they became bad habits in the first place. But just doing that simple thing before, and I'm gonna start doing it before writing down my 3 to 5 each week, each month, I'm gonna do a kind of self-reflection and find one or two things that I just don't like that I'm doing.
And I think it's great. The example that I'm going to use in the beginning would be like, let's say that you are trying to eat more protein in your diet. So the one thing that you have on your list is, on your action item is every time I eat a meal or a snack, I'm going to eat a protein source. That is a great habit to build, right? You could do that for a month and maybe not see results because, for example, you're putting 4 to 5 packets of sugar into one coffee, but you're drinking, say, 7 or 8 of those coffees a day. Right. So what we're doing here by, yes, increasing protein in the diet is optimal, looking at reducing, I'm sorry, looking at reducing body fat. But if we're not looking at that one bad habit inside your nutrition approach of 4 to 5 packets of sugar 6 to 8 times a day, then that's quote unquote easy hanging fruit that we can adjust and pull out of that. Right. So changing that habit, of maybe you've been using a sugar substitute, maybe going from coffee to an energy drink or a pre-workout, if you're still looking for the caffeine, aspect of the coffee, just trying to take that one bad habit that you identified and remove it out of the equation, right? So I think that's something that, Reno, we could start teaching very well is not only do we want you to add 3 to 5 good daily actions in that are wanting to become habits, but I'll also ask him, okay, what is the top 1 or 2 bad habits that we're doing?
Yeah. And would you recommend people to be like super strict with this? Or like if you genuinely can't find anything that might be negative, don't worry about it.
No, I think we all like would have some bad habits, right? And like one that I've been trying to break, that I've gotten back into, unfortunately, is the screen time before bed, right? So if I started looking at my overall wellness, and running through this in my mind and saying, okay, what is the bad habit, that I have in place? And like nutritionally, I feel like I've been doing pretty good lately. Like I haven't, had the overeating. I haven't had the mindless eating. Like I feel like nutritionally it's clicking, it's going pretty good, right? Even with peanut butter, I haven't overate peanut butter. I haven't just sit down and, put the spoon into the jar and overconsume there. So I think if on the spot, if I had to think about, okay, what are those bad habits? From that aspect, it would be, the phone before bed, right? And I've just gotten a bad habit of like looking at news. It's mindless reading, right? It's not social media. It's just mindless reading of the news and going down some rabbit holes, in that standpoint. So that would be one thing I'd put on my list. And two, if we're just looking overall, I'd probably go on the financial route and go into, we've kind of got away from Katie and I's family rule of only doing, fast food 1 or 2 times a week. That's probably moved to maybe 3, 4 times since we've moved to Florida. Just secondary to things have been busy or busier, right? And that's an obstacle, right? I'm using that as an obstacle or as an excuse right now. Like, so I think tighten that back down, and going to, okay, we're back to where it's only 1 or 2 times a week fast food, and that includes, 7 days a week. Right. So I think where we've got in trouble is we do pretty good about it only being 1 or 2 times, during the week, but then the weekends, it slipped in another 1 or 2 times. So I think those would probably be the two that I would look at as bad habits, how we can improve. Right. And of course, the good habits there, if I just do a recap, would be like for the sleep hygiene, making sure it's a cool, dark room, making sure that my, no screen time 1 or 2 hours before bed, those would be the things I'm trying to work on as good habits, and this would be the bad habit I'll be trying to break. So.
Yeah, I can
Oh,
relate to screen time.
no. You don't get to ask me another question. What are the 2 that you need to break there? I
All right,
like that.
well,
You just were going to skip over that and be like,
absolutely, yeah. No, I'm actually perfect. I sleep really well. I'm a millionaire. In my bank. No, so screen time, I can relate. Everyone can relate. My screen time is atrocious. I can't say it's mindless reading because it's not. I got the short content stuff on Instagram and Facebook has me hook, line, and sinkered. But my way out of it is I'm going to get back to doing my nightly meditations. And since our meditation episode we did early January, I've done 5 hours and 50 minutes of meditating
Nice.
through the app. So I need to get back to that because I haven't done it in probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And then eating out is a big one, but really it's more so going out and getting coffee. So I don't need to go spend $3, $4 on a cup of coffee when I know I have coffee right there in the cabinet. And so that's something big that I can save $100 a month, 150 a month just in coffee and energy drinks. So those are my two big ones: not go out and get coffee, make it myself, and I'm gonna limit my screen time. I've actually set my thing even lower to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to 30 minutes instead of 45 minutes. Just to cut back on that. So those are my two. I have others, but those are my two big ones that I need to start
Okay.
with first.
I'll let you move on to your next question now, Asher. Gotcha.
When people come to you, what's do you see their biggest hurdle, and whether this is a new client or maybe an existing client, but what's the biggest hurdle you see in a bad habit with them, whether that be nutrition, sleep, physical fitness? Where do you kind of start there, or where do you see the most issues with?
I think as adults, the biggest thing that we're into is we're habitual quitters. And what I mean by that is by the time I'm getting someone, late 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s starting their wellness journey, they have given up and quit on themselves so many times and not had any dire negative effects from that they've become almost immune to them, or it's become easy to them. And what I mean by that is, I want the listener and I want yourself, to think back to like the first time that you had to quit something, right? Because most of us growing up, like if you started a sport, you started an extracurricular activity, you name it, and you tried to quit it, like your parents were not going to let that happen,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
You had to finish it through, you had to see it through. And somewhere along the way, it happens. We quit a sport. We quit something we started. We quit Boy Scouts. We quit Girl Scouts. We quit fill in the blank. And maybe there was no consequence at that time, right? There was nothing negative that occurred, right? Like nothing, nobody come down and said that, hey, this is going to cause you to, quit things easier in your life, and you're not going to develop the real resiliency you need. Therefore, you're not going to get the job you wanted, and you can't see that at certain times. So I think that is the biggest thing, is people come in and it's almost like in their mind, they have it built in that they're going to fail, right? So they make this list of these behaviors that they want to change. And then maybe they don't drink their water one day and they're like, oh, not a big deal, right? And then since it was not a big deal, then, and they don't feel guilty about it, because they failed. And then, it just, they don't do it the next day. It's almost like a spiral that comes into it, right? So I think that is probably like the overall, when we talk about like changing behavior, is maybe we don't put enough pressure in ourselves to not give up. And I'm not saying be perfect. What I'm saying is to not give up, right? And that's the reality. Like when I see people start their wellness journeys, whether it be, hey, we're gonna, have this goal for the next 8 weeks, for the next 12 weeks, next 16 weeks. In the last 2 decades, it's been roughly 33%. 33% of the people finish. So I mean, 66% are quitting. They're giving up on themselves. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't have success at another period later or anything like that. I'm just talking about for that period of time. So I think for most people, we have just been given in or made it easier on ourselves to give up on ourselves. And we need to reverse that. We need to reverse it. And maybe it is we say no to more things, right? But the things that we are going to say yes to, we need to commit to that. We need to see it through, and we need to finish it.
Do you think, I think I know the answer, but Do you think when people come in, they either saw something on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, oh, start your workouts in the morning, do your workouts in the morning, do this in the morning, or do this late at night, do whatever. And they're trying to follow someone else's plan that's maybe good for them. And they're like, I'm going to go to the gym every day at 6 a.m. before work. And then when they don't go to the gym every day at 6 a.m. for a week straight, they're like, you know what? I failed. Do you think
Right.
that they're setting their habit that they're trying to form is just not successful for their lifestyle?
Yeah, and I think there has to be some adjustments to those habits, right? Like, you know, if it's not happening at 6 a.m., right? Because you're sleeping in, because you're not getting to bed early enough, then okay, let's not just get rid of the habit of working out. Maybe we need to move it somewhere else during the day that is more conducive to that individual, right? And I also, you know, would remind the listener that, hey, listen, there are multiple ways to have success. There's not a one size fits all, right? And with that, you know, don't get caught up in the social media and the Instagram world that says, you know, you have to do it this way, you have to do it that way. If you don't do your cold plunge, you know, and first thing in the morning with your sauna, you know, you're a loser. That's not the case, right? Like, you know, I've got people who are living life, having success, getting debt free, you know, and they have never, never stepped foot in an ice plunge, right? Or in a sauna. Okay. You know, and I think that's the thing. We've got, you know, people who do CrossFit. We got people who do traditional bodybuilding. We got people who do more endurance sports. Go for it. You know, just like I made a social media post the other day, and I'm biased on this. I think you should find, I'll teach it as this. I think people should find a hobby, sorry, not a habit, a hobby that they phys a physical hobby that you enjoy, because that increases the likelihood that you're going to maintain wellness throughout life. That hobby for me is endurance sports, because, you know, hey, we're going to train for a marathon, we're going to train for a ruck, we're going to train for Ironman. Well, the training for that is the hobby of me just being a kid. Go riding my bike, right? Walk running, because, you know, I'm not a good runner. Like, that's the hobby. So I think, you know, but once again, I'm not going to tell every single person they need to go do a half marathon on the tread, right? Because there might be other physical hobbies that you enjoy. Totally fine. Right. Some of my good friends, they play it's not tennis. I'm sorry. What's the new
Oh, my pickleball.
pickleball? Okay. I don't play pickleball. I'm gonna tease my buddy if he plays pickleball. We're gonna give him a hard time. But I'm glad he's playing pickleball. I'm glad he's active, right? Do I give him shit about it? 100%. Like, you could be riding your bike, buddy. But this is our little group that we just, you know, pick at each other. But I'm happy that he is doing a hobby that he enjoys, is keeping him physically active.
Right.
Sorry, that was a rant. I don't even know what the question was. The
No,
answer.
you answered it. You answered it
Okay.
perfectly.
Moving on.
Yeah, no, I think that covers everything from my end. More so with exact the rant that you went on was perfect. Literally find something, and I love that. I'm gonna start trying to implement that. I'm gonna try to find a hobby other than walking the golf course. That is physically not necessarily demanding, but just physical. No, I like that. So I think
And
everyone can take away from that.
I think a big, you know, big takeaway, guys, you know, is yes, work on your habits, work on the new habits we want to go in, but truly do a self-analysis of the things that are the bad habits that you may have to break, right? Because those habits may stay in there, even though you're implementing these good habits, and that bad habit just offset all the work you're doing. So making sure that you're identifying those bad habits to try to break them, remove them out of the plan. And then once again, yes, ending on the rant, find a hobby that you enjoy. Find a physical hobby that you enjoy. Okay. With that being said, I am going to look at, and hopefully there's a half marathon in Thomas, West Virginia, that I am looking to do in September. So if anybody wants to join me for that. And then next March, which is about a year from now, Reno doesn't know it yet, but you're in Reno? You're
Sure.
in. Yeah, we are going to do the marathon ruck in the sands.
Oh, White Sands, New Mexico.
Yes.
I did that 5 years ago. It was the worst thing ever.
Right. So
Or
you're going
no,
to do it
I so
again.
maybe it's been 7 years ago. It's been a while.
Okay. So if you'd like to join us for that, plan on doing that for next March 2025. Join Reno and I and the JM podcast crew as we go down, and we will do that ruck. So hope you guys and gals have a great day. We will talk to you soon.
See you.